भगवद्गीता 2.6 न चैतद्विद् महकतरन्नो गरीयो यद्वा जयेम यदिवानो जयेयु याने वहत्वा न जिजीविषामस् ते अवस्थितः प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्रः। सो अर्जुना आफ्टर गिविंग ऑल हिज रीजनिंग अबाउट व्हाई ही शुड नॉट फाइट इज नाउ रिवीलिंग द इनडिसिजन दैट इज स्टीयरिंग हिज हार्ट अपार्ट द कन्फ्यूजन that is practically rendering senseless. Nacha etad, I do not, vidmaha, I do not know in this case. Kataran no, gariyo, which is better for us? Gariyo, which is better for us actually? Kataran, which one? Yadva jayema, yadivano jayeyu. So, yadva jayema. Normally, we may wonder if a player is playing a match, you know, what is better, is winning or losing better? That would be a no-brainer question. It's obvious winning would be better. But then, here the complication is that yadva jayema. Actually, if they win over us, then they will kill us. We will die or otherwise. If they start the war, normally Kshatriyas will not flee from the war. So, it will be a war till death and they will kill us. Or, we will kill them. Yadivano jayeyu. But if we win over them, then we will have to kill them. But because they also will not accept defeat. Peace proposals have failed because of Duryodhana's obstinacy. But if we kill them, we will not, there will be nothing left for us to live for. As is mentioned earlier, that even for the three worlds, I will not give up. Trailokya rajas. Kimna mahi krute. What to speak of for this earth? In 1.35, he spoke that. And he's saying that we won't want to live. How can we live with thinking that, oh, the blood of our loved ones was shed by us, not with the blood, life was taken by us. Te avasthita, we won't want to kill them, but pramukhe dhartarashtraha, the leaders of Dhritarashtra's army are here. Now, dhartarashtra is a word he's using repeatedly because even if they feel not much connection with Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra has been their uncle, he has acted like their father. At least initially, Dhritarashtra was affectionate, considering that because Pandu was an orphan, so his sons were like Pandu's sons were like his sons. And so eventually only when Duryodhana became envious and Yudhishthira's good qualities started outshining Duryodhana's qualities, that Dhritarashtra became more and more biased. But anyway, Dhritarashtra. So Pramukhe, so he's saying that what do we do here? You know, what are the options for them? Basically three options. If we fight and win, then we'll have to kill our opponents, kill our respectable ones, and that will make our life not worth living. But if we fight, or if we decide not to fight, then we'll have to live like beggars, and that will be mortifying. He's expressed his readiness to do that, but that's an extreme situation. It's definitely not a preferred situation. Under unavoidable circumstances, they may accept that. But it is a great, great, greatly painful thing for a Kshatriya to actually live in a forest or to live like a beggar. So, and of course, if we don't fight, then we'll have to live like beggars. If we fight and defeated, we'll be killed. So what should we do? I don't know. What is the right course of action? Essentially, actually, should I fight or not fight? That is the primary dilemma that is there. But no action seems feasible. So actually, in material life, sometimes we come to what are called in management circles or conflict resolution circles as lose-lose situations. Now, whatever you do, you lose. To use a little bit street language, be damned if you do it, be damned if you don't do it. So, actually, Arjuna is faced in the put in the situation. Shakespeare expressed that predicament, to do or not to do, that is the question. So to do and get involved in the complexities of everything that may happen and to deal with all the consequences, or to not do and live with the idea that, oh, what might have happened if I had done. That's a dilemma, and there is no easy answer to this. But the point for us relevant is that the unguided human intelligence, no matter how brilliant it may be, it ends in confusion. So Arjuna is scripturally learned, and he's actually at times quoting scripture also, and he is also morally not uninformed. Is also a morally conscious person. But with all his scriptural learning and his moral sensibility, still he is ending with confusion. So, actually, it is only when in the next verse he will surrender to Krishna that he will get learned. So, we all need the guidance of Krishna coming through his representatives for us to be able to make sound decisions. So when lose-lose situations come upon us, the way to avoid losing is by rising. Rising means rising to a higher level of consciousness, where considerations other than the considerations of lose-lose, higher considerations factor in, and based on that, we make decisions about what is to be done and what is not to be done. So here, the key thing is for Arjuna to come out of his confusion is to have his consciousness raised, and that's what the Bhagavad Gita will do. Sometimes, when we face problems, we just keep thinking and talking about the problem, and that only makes us feel more and more problem afflicted. The more we think and talk about a problem, sometimes the problem just grows bigger and bigger. Of course, if we talk with a spiritual mentor and get guidance from them, then the problem may be solved. But sometimes, even when we go to a spiritual mentor, a spiritual guide, you know, we are ourselves so confused in our head that whatever guidance we are given, we just point out the problems, the faults with their guidance. And sometimes we are not able to even present the problem properly. And that's why we don't get the guidance properly. If a patient doesn't give the symptoms properly, how can the doctor diagnose and give a proper treatment? So the principle of surrender to the spiritual master is important. The principle of seeking guidance from the spiritual authority is important. But along with that, it is important for us to take responsibility also. A doctor takes responsibility for curing the patient, but the patient also takes responsibility for informing the doctor accurately about what the disease is and what the how the treatment is having the effect. So it's not a one-way relationship that the doctor gives instruction, the patient simply follows. The patient also has to take periodic inventory of health and give appropriate report to the doctor. So similarly, you know, we can and we need and we should take guidance from the spiritual master. But along with that, we also have to become responsible ourselves. We have to organize our thoughts. So basically, just talking and thinking about problems, especially when the problems are of the lose-lose nature where there doesn't seem to be any way ahead, at that time just thinking about and talking about a problem simply leads to the problem growing bigger. So it is good at such times to just take a break and force ourselves to think of something else, something which is more relaxing, comforting, rejuvenating, such as our most nourishing form of devotional service, which helps us absorb ourselves in Krishna. And by that, we can gain some strength, our consciousness rises, and we gain some distance from the problem. Sometimes even verbalizing the problem by writing it down in a journal helps us, because as long as the thoughts are going on in the mind, they just occupy mental space and they create a congestion that aggravates the confusion. Getting the thoughts out removes the congestion, and then we can, when the thoughts are out, then we can actually see them with greater objectivity when they are written down, and then we can evaluate better, and then we can present the problem better also to take spiritual guidance from others. So what we need is a distance, creating a distance from the problem so that we can see the bigger picture and find a way ahead. And that distance can be created by ourselves getting the thoughts out and out of our head and writing them down, or consulting someone who is at a distance. And by distance, we refer not to the physical distance but the emotional distance. So, emotional distance between us and the problems is created by spirituality, and that enables us to find that actually even lose-lose situations are not lose-lose. There are alternatives which we have not explored, and those alternatives can help us to move forward and even to grow. And we'll see as the Bhagavad Gita moves forward, Krishna will show how Arjuna's situation, far from being lose-lose, is actually win-win. And that we will discuss when we come to the third section, 2.30 to 37. But here Arjuna, by just thinking and talking about the problem, using his own intelligence, has ended in agonizing confusion, and that is voiced in this verse. Thank you.